A few years back, I was installing a new toilet in our house, and I was at the hardware store looking for a new inlet hose for the toilet. And I was talking to one of the gentlemen there and explaining how the small hose was just a little bit short, and the next size, sort of the medium length one, would kind of kink up on me when I put it in there. And he said, "Oh, no, no, what you need to do is you need to buy the long hose, and then you coil it around and then hook it up." And it was like, wow, I'd never thought of it that way. Our readings today challenge us to perceive things differently, to see things not as the world sees them, but as God sees them. I always love this first reading from the book of Samuel. I can just imagine the puzzled look on Samuel's face as Jesse parades out his seven sons. I'm sure they're all very handsome, physically rugged, looking wonderful, perfect candidates as far as Samuel can see from the outside. But God says, no. It's not one of those seven. And so they bring the teenage boy, the young boy, David, in. And God says, that's the one. Because I see deeper into the heart, the soul, the being of the person. Not just the outside. St. Paul today reminds us that Jesus is the light. This shows us how to see as God sees. With eyes of compassion, with eyes of forgiveness and love. I love that finishing sentence. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. They were all blind. And it's through Jesus that we see things as God sees them. Jesus in the gospel himself says, I am the light. Now he heals the man born blind to give others a chance to see beyond their rigid rules of faith. To see with a faith. To see the way God sees. With compassion and love. To see the inner person. It's a faith that calls us to see every person as uniquely and beautifully made in the image of God. To see into the heart and being in the situations of each individual. To have compassion. Compassion, as Father Mike reminds us probably every time he talks, finds its origin in the Latin for to suffer with. To place ourselves in another's situation. And it's when we do that, that we indeed see with eyes of love and compassion. And we truly see as God sees. And that's when transformation and amazing things can happen. There was a young man studying theology in Chicago and worked driving a bus on the side of Chicago. One day, a group of teens got on the bus and refused to pay their fare. After a few days of this, the young man spotted a policeman and stopped the bus and reported the teens to the officer. The officer got on board and made the teens pay. Then he got off the bus. When the bus rounded a corner and went a ways, the teens robbed that young man and beat him. He was angry. He pressed charges. And the group of teens were arrested and tried. And they were found guilty, as they were. But during that trial, the young man began to see the teens differently. He could see that they didn't have love and stability in their lives, that there was an absence of support from family and others. And they didn't know God's love for them. And they were in need of experiencing this love. He felt compassion for them. The young man even asked the judge if he could serve their sentences for them. The teens and the judge were sort of dumbfounded, as you can imagine. "It's because I forgive you," he explained. The judge denied his request, saying the teens needed to face the consequences of their actions. This young man then started visiting those teens in prison every week, once or twice a week. And through his love and acceptance and forgiveness, several of them were able to experience the love of God in their lives and accepted Jesus into their hearts.